It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis gives his annual State of the State address this morning. It's a chance for Polis to reflect back on an unprecedented year of challenges and to lay out his agenda for the upcoming legislative session, which is just getting underway after a one-month delay. CPR will carry the speech live on air and online at 11 a.m. Colorado Mesa University had to turn to public transportation to get some COVID-19 samples to a lab after bad weather caused them to go astray. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg explains.
CMU has a robust testing program, including testing campus wastewater for COVID-19. These vials usually get to a Loveland lab via FedEx, but a winter storm delayed FedEx planes. So CMU Vice President John Marshall called up the Colorado Department of Transportation. Marshall says CDOT has volunteered to take the vials for free on Bustang.
Trains, planes, and automobiles, right? It's not a corporate jet, it's a CDOT bus.
In December, CMU used a donated private jet to get COVID-19 tests to a Front Range lab the night before graduation. Because of the quick delivery, guests who took their tests last minute were able to attend the ceremonies. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
New aerial surveys suggest that infestations of spruce and Douglas fir beetles decreased in 2020. State and federal foresters say the two native bark beetles are still killing previously unaffected trees and are a major threat to Colorado forests. The spruce beetle is the state's most damaging forest pest. It has killed close to 2 million trees in the last two decades. The state's ongoing drought makes it harder for trees to defend themselves. Temperatures getting cooler today and tomorrow with snow along the Front Range and in the Western Slope. This is CPR News.